The following is an unrehearsed interview with Nell Blankenship Garvin by Cammie Jones for the Kentucky Oral History Commission. Boyd Project. The interview was conducted at 515 Powell Lane on March 16, 1980 at 6 o'clock p.m. Could you tell me your name and your family background?
My name was Nellie Blankenship, and married to Garvin, married Robert Garvin, and I was a granddaughter of John and Alice Meade of Eastern Kentucky, and they were one of the first settlers in Kentucky, Ashland, Kentucky, and Grandfather Meade came from around Salyersville, and they settled in Ashland around 28th Street. And they were living there during the Ashland tragedy. And Grandfather Meade was one of the first to get to the children that were left alone by their parents with another little girl overnight with a crippled boy and three boys, went in and
raped
and murdered the three children, the two girls, and then poured coal oil on the house and set the house on fire. And our grandfather Meade was one of the first to get to them with several others. And he was on the jury, and they caught one boy, and he was hung on a tree. And then there were the other two they caught and brought down the river on a boat. And when they came down the river on this boat, there was a big crowd of people gathered at the river to watch the boat when the boat landed. And the militia thought that they were going to try to get these boys to get them to kill them. And of course, They were some bystanders which weren't intending to do anything like that. And Grandmother Meade's brother, his name was Frank Keener, he was one of the bystanders and was killed. He was shot by the militia. The militia shot up through the crowd and killed a lot of people that were not guilty of being there to harm those boys. And then there was they had a trial, and the boys were all sentenced. And my father owned his home on 22nd and Hilton, and my grandfather Meade owned his home on 19th and Hilton. And I lived with after my father, he ran number 3 passenger train from Ashland to Cincinnati, and then from Cincinnati he took the job on the Hinton Division and moved to West Virginia. Well, I lived with my grandmother on 19th and Hilton. And we attended fairs over to the Central Park, and they had horse racing. My grandmother and I, we attended horse racing, and
what else did they do in Central Park?
Well, the Central Park was a recreational park, and it was donated to the city of Ashland. But I can't remember who it was that donated it. But they had swings, iron swings. And we used to go over there and sit in the swings and swing, and they squeaked. You could hear them. Hear them squeaking. And they were in the park for years and years and years. And we played in the park. There were squirrels. We fed the squirrels. And the squirrels came across Lexington Avenue, clear up to Hilton, and we'd feed them. And
about what year is this?
Well, let's see. That was back in.
You were about 14, weren't you?
No. About 19 and. Let's see, this year was about 19 and 16, I guess. About 1916.
Do you know what the boundaries of Ashland were then? How far?
Mm-hmm.
Weren't there cows up on Prospect Hill?
There were cows on Ashland Avenue Hill,
mm-hmm.
And there used to be a pathway that we would walk over the hill from Hilton Avenue to South Ashland to visit. And there weren't very many cars. And we used to walk over to Winchester Avenue and get the streetcar to South Ashland. Then there was a colored man lived up the street about three houses from Grandmother Meade. And he would take us for 50 cents out to South Ashland. He had a car, and he would take us in his car, very few cars then, and he would take us in his car out to the cemetery for grandmother to visit my grandfather's grave. And when my grandfather died, Hilton Avenue wasn't paved, and it was spelled H-Y-L-T-O-N. And we, in later years, when it was paved, it was spelled H-I-L-T-O-N. And of course later they built Ashland Avenue over the hill, which was the path that we walked over. And there this Mr. Barnes was a colored man, and they were very nice people, and they lived about three houses above Grandmother Meade. And he would take us all out through South Ashland, anywhere we wanted to go, and only charged 50 cents. And then down on the corner, across the alley, our grandmother owned from Hilton Avenue to the alley. Then from the alley over to Lexington was a big home, and Fannin's owned that. Well, of course, they left there for their health, you know, and went to Arizona, and the place was sold.
Didn't your grandfather own oil fields in McLaughlin County?
There's no doubt that the Meads were swindled out of oil leases. Records were cut out of the court records. The Howards were a type that would murder, and even the lawyers were afraid of them. Even my dad said they would kill you if you went up there with a lawyer.
What is this about the 99-year lease?
Well, the 99-year lease was up.
Just a few years ago.
just a few years ago, and there's nothing much that can be done about it now. But the Cincinnati lawyer by the name of Umbrose will assist, and meeting would be advisable. Rights to the minerals were removed and can be recouped. 99-year period of lease. That shouldn't be on there.
Why were these lawyers hired to go to Paintsville?
They were hired to go to Paintsville to look into this, to see what was holding it up. And they went to the Paintsville courthouse, and the record had been stolen and torn out of the record book at the courthouse at Paintsville. And the man that was to buy the land had gone to New York to get the money, and Grandfather Meade's father sold the land to him, and he was killed by a streetcar and didn't get back. So when when the lawyer did go up to see why it was not released to the Meade family, then they found out that the records were stolen and were torn out of the book at Paintsville, and it went on for years and years. And Uncle John Meade was first made administrator, and then Uncle Sam Meade went to California. He was one of the administrators. Then they never could do anything about it because of the records being torn out. Then Uncle Heck was made administrator, and they looked into it again, and they changed lawyers. The first lawyers were supposed to get 25% to the dollar, and the property was left, would have been divided between the 8 children of Will Meade, which would have been Grandfather Meade's children, would have been 8 children, and then there was our part would have been an eighth of an eighth. And but Uncle Hack, long toward the last, he rehired a new lawyer from Catlettsburg, and his name was Smith. And he looked into it, but there just seemed to be that they never could find a record, and nothing could be done, and it has never been done. And the property had coal, which was sold, and had oil wells, which was giving out oil, and somebody was receiving the royalty on there, which definitely belonged to the Meade family.
What type of things did you do for entertainment as a teenager?
Well, as a teenager, we used to go to Cliffside Park, which was one of the greatest things that there was, attractions in Ashland. And we rode boats, we had picnics, and we had lots of fun at Cliffside Park. We had lots of fun, and which now is not there anymore at this day and time. It isn't there, but at one time there's a big dance pavilion, and you could had dances, and they just had most any kind of entertainment.
What else did you do for entertainment?
Well, we had afternoon matinees. We'd get to go to the show. We thought that was great.
Mm-hmm. How much were shows then? How much did it cost you?
Oh, about a dime, 10 cents to get into the show. And we would walk through the park and walk downtown. We didn't think about riding.
We went to the Nickelodeon.
We went to the Grand Theater, and our entertainment. Then we'd visit our relatives and things like that, mostly.
Church.
When and where were you born?
I was born in 1905 at Hinton, West Virginia. And our father then moved to Kentucky, and that's when we lived in Kentucky. Then he went back to West Virginia to live. Then I came back here and lived the summer with my grandmother Mead. Well, then
well, this is right after World War One when you moved.
Oh, then right after World War One ended, we moved to South Ashland, and we lived in South Ashland during quite a few periods till I entered high school. And then when I entered high school, I lived on 29th and Lexington with my aunt and uncle.
Where'd you go to high school? Ashland High
School? Ashland High School, which is now Coles Junior High. And this was when Rogers Court or Windsor Court was not there. I sit in Study Hall 24 and watched them build Windsor Court and Rogers Court out the window. And there wasn't, that's where we used to go over to practice basketball, you know, and take gym lessons over where is now Windsor Court and Rogers Court. We had a team on our high school, which was called the Kittens, and they were always known to win. They were
Did you play on the Kittens?
No, I wasn't. I didn't play on the team. I was. We played basketball on for gymnastics. You know. And then I played on the Methodist team. We had a team at the Methodist Church. And I played on that. But then...
Can you remember any of your teachers' names?
At high school?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember my eighth grade teacher was Della Barrett. And my first year high teacher's name was Ethel Hillman. Then that was when we lived in South Ashland. Then we had to go to Ashland High School for our sophomore year, junior year, and senior year. And I remember Jimmy Anderson. I remember our principal was Mr. Bradford, and our... No, the superintendent was Mr. Bradford, and our principal was Mr. Ligon. Mr. Ligon. And I remember Scott Barrett. We used to take typing lessons down where he gave us typing lessons. And then, I can't remember all the teachers' names. It's been so long ago. She's interviewing me at an age that I can't remember all those things.
Okay, what did you do after you graduated from high school?
Well, that was mostly the flapper age, and we had lots of fun. We went on hay rides, and we went to dances at each other's house. And we went after the flapper age was mostly real good times. You had the real good times during that time. That was during the 20s. And of course then I got married, and my husband worked at Armco, and then came the Depression, and during the Depression, we joined church at the First Baptist Church of Ashland, and was baptized, and then we lived had a pretty rough life all during the Depression. We had a very rough life. Then we had very good life, and then the flood came along in 1937 then, and we lived where the flood waters came up in our house, and we lost a lot of furniture and things like that, but still we were happy. We had relatives that lived out on 13th Street Hill, which we went out to stay with during the flood. And we had, we didn't want to see anybody suffer during the flood, but we really had a good time.
How much damage did the flood do to Ashland, and how high did the water get?
Well, now, I don't really know how high the flood was, but it came up all to Winchester Avenue, and all the buildings on Greenup Avenue, the business buildings and all, were flooded, and the basements were flooded, and lots of people's homes in the basements were flooded, and in different sections, and Catlettsburg was covered, and Ashland, the lower end of Ashland, was covered. You couldn't get through. It was up to the railroad track. Now, I don't know just exactly how deep that was, but they rode boats. They would ride those little boat like canoes, mm-hmm. you know, right down the street, and the main street.
Was it two stories high or one story high?
No, it wasn't two story high on Winchester Avenue, no, huh? But in the lower part of Ashland, it was pretty high. It would go up, went up pretty high. And
during the flood, how did you keep the disease and typhoid fever down?
Well, most everybody that lived close to the water had massive inoculations at the Stevenson Hospital for typhoid fever shots. And then the water went down. After the water went down, and people moved back in their houses, they used hose to clean the mud and all kinds of disinfectants to clean the house, to kill the germs from the floodwaters. They had to boil their water and dry out their houses and everything before they could move back in. Then seems as though then everyone settled down, and then the war came along. And then during the war, why, my husband and son was called on the 9th of December, 1943. My son went to Germany, and my husband was stationed at Little Creek, Virginia, as a Navy police. Then they were in the war around 2 years each, and when the war ended, they returned home. And then my husband, he went back to work at Armco, and my son went away to college. And
you stayed in my house so that I could work at the ship.
I stayed with my sister, and she worked at Clayton and Lambert, a war plant. And I
were there many rations then of food and.
Many what?
Rations of food.
Oh, yes. There was rations of food, and you couldn't buy gasoline without a ration. You had to have ration tickets to buy gasoline. You had to stand in line sometime to buy meat. It was very seldom we would have meats and things because unless you get in with one grocery store, which we did.
Shoes were rations.
And silk hose were one thing that you could not get. That's when the nylon hose came out. Then, and they don't have hardly, you can't, you know, they don't have silk hose anymore. And that was during, all caused by during the war. And then everybody broke up everything they had from Japan, threw away what they had from Japan due to what Japan did to our boys and our ships. And then after the war was over and they returned home, work was good at Armco. And we progressed and weren't wanting for anything. Work was good then after that.
Okay. And the politicians around here, did you ever hear about the mountain politicians such as Burt Combs?
But my sister worked for Burt Combs in his campaign headquarters from the time he ran for Court of Appeals through the time he became governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And we've all been great Democrats and have always been in my sister worked from the headquarters, and we worked hard for Democrats. We've always been loyal Democrats.
What's your sister's name?
Frances Ross. Frances Ross, she lived on Kentucky Avenue in Grayson Roads.
Was she a pro tem judge at one time?
Yes, she was pro tem judge at one time and worked in Judge Rose's office. And was always has worked in different kind of works, in office work, unemployment. She worked at the unemployment office.
Were there many superstitions or legends in Ashland?
Well, a funny thing. One time there was a lady. Came to our house, and she claimed to be could raise the spirits, and we all gathered together to have a seance meeting, and her name was Leota Davenport Smith, and she was from Richmond, Virginia. And she, we all sit around the table. We didn't really believe it, but we wanted to see what it was like. And it was really a frightening to feel that table moving, and we didn't believe in it, but still it was frightening, and we'd say, turn on the light, because we were scared. We didn't know what was happening. And she would tell us to be quiet. And we all had joined hands, and she would tell us to be quiet and not to laugh. Because if we laughed and didn't believe in it, then it wouldn't be, the table wouldn't move. And so when we would get quiet and get serious, we were scared to death, but the table would move. And we don't know what did it. We don't really know if she was really raising the spirit, but we were so scared we didn't know what to say or what to do.
Do you ever remember Jean Thomas?
At the time I lived on Kentucky Avenue, she was having meetings in the summertime. And she had people from all over the country with old-fashioned songs. And they played dulcimers and some of the older musical instruments. And it was really interesting to go there during the summer and hear these songs that they played.
Where did she have her meetings at?
It's on the hill back of where her home is located.
Back of Midland Heights.
Called her the Traipsin' Woman.
They called her the Traipsin' Woman.
Tell me if they are.
How has the population changed in Ashland?
Well, the population in Ashland has changed quite a bit since Ashland Oil came into Ashland and Armco, and there was quite a population, but now moving toward Greenup County. And they're building up quite a bit toward Greenup County.
Are the people different from what they used to be?
Well, they're not so much different. The only thing, the young crowds, like the young girls and young boys that go to high school, now you hear a lot about dope and things like that, which we didn't hear of when we were young and we went to high school. We never heard of anything like that. Everything now is different in that way, although we hope that it isn't as serious as sometimes we think it is. In the girls and boys seem to be very nice, and we think a lot of them, and we hope that they grow up and all go to college and make something out of themselves.
What do you think has caused these changes in teenagers?
Well, I think it could be
caused
from cars. They have cars now where we used to walk to school, and now they have cars, they have money, and we didn't in our time. We didn't have all that money, and we walked everywhere we went. We walked from South Ashland to high school, and we would have maybe 25 or 50 cents, and we'd think that we had lots of money, maybe a dollar.
What do you consider to be the most valuable possession you ever had?
Freedom.
Freedom. Freedom.
Teenagers have too much freedom.
The teenagers have too much freedom now that we didn't have when we were young. We weren't allowed to do the things that the teenagers do now. We were more restricted.
Have you done everything in your life you wanted or planned to do?
No. Not everything, I don't think. But I haven't done everything that I wanted to do.
What were you not able to do?
Well, I would have liked to have gone on and had more of an education than what I did. Instead of getting married, I would have rather gone. If I had it to do over, I would have gone on and had more education than what I have.
Is that all?
Well, as far as I know, That would have been my ambition.
Would have you wanted to stay in Ashland?
Oh, yes. I would always wanted to stay in Ashland. But I moved to Greenup County, and I like Greenup County, and I would... I like all the people... I like everybody in Ashland, and I like the Greenup people in Greenup County. They seem to all be alike, you know. There's no difference. There isn't much difference in the nature of the people. They're wonderful people.
What do you think the direction of our country is going today?
Well, that's something I can't answer. I'm not too much up on that, but it's got me worried. It has me worried. I think there's a lot of younger people that are in high school that should be in church and should know more about the Bible and things like that that are not going to church and Sunday school and learning these things. And I am myself now a member of the First Baptist Church of Raceland, and we have a real wonderful class. And I have learned more from being in Sunday school in that class in my older days than I did in my younger days in church and Sunday school.
Did you ever have a job?
Yes, I worked in several places, but I didn't... I didn't stay single long enough to want to work, and I didn't work very many places.
As a teenager, did your parents let you socialize with the boys and girls?
Well, my mother died when I was very young, and our father... He was sort of strict on us, and we got to go to church and Sunday school, and we got to go a lot of things like basketball games and football games, and we got to do things like that. We didn't. We had nice parties and went to each other's house. And
so you didn't have dates, as we now call them, dates?
Dates?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we had dates. We had dates, but we didn't have dates with boys in cars because there were very few cars when I was a young girl.
So how did you get to where you were going?
We would walk. We would walk to each other's house, and then some of the girls had cars that belonged to their parents, and they would come after us and pick us up, and we would all gang together and go on hay rides. That was mostly our fun when we were young. We had hay rides, and we would go out and toast marshmallows. We had a chaperone, and we would toast marshmallows and wieners and things like that. Mostly that was what we did when we were young.